The first step is to ensure that we select or identify the correct incidence classification. Thereafter, we are able to activate the respective incident response plan. This will include the briefing of team members, as well as the division of resources and tasks, confirming among the team members and ensuring that all the resources are available. This is important because once the investigation process has begun, you want to ensure that there are no unnecessary delays or movement in and around the scene. Among these activities, the reporting of the incident must be tasked to one individual to ensure that the maintenance of the channel of communication as well as the information is maintained. This is vitally important. Changing your methods of communication or using different people to communicate information can often create unnecessary confusion due to misunderstandings, and this can waste resources and time and can sometimes impede the investigation process. Most companies have what they call an incident management plan. This usually includes an incident management process flow, which provides the information on the classification of the incidents, the makeup of the team per incident classification, as well as the parties that should be involved in the incident investigation, and who needs to be reported or who information needs to be reported to, and how the incident should be managed. It's extremely important to ensure that there's minimal handling of the evidence that is collected during the process. It is very important to maintain a good control and sustain an uncompromised chain of evidence. Having someone that monitors and controls the site of the incidents and ensure that this person or individual is aware of who may and may not enter that area, and that thorough record is maintained of all who enter into the area. Ensure that normal work activities only resume once there is no risk to the health and safety of any employees, and once it is confirmed that the investigation will not be compromised by the resumption of workplace activities. If a reenactment needs to take place, ensure that the correct PPE and processes are followed. Plan and monitor the reenactment carefully and thoroughly, because the last thing that you want is the reoccurrence of an incident.